from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, we got an all-timer there. We got an all-timer here.
I know.
And you know, I know people probably think that I I'm constantly bitching about the vending machine just because it's a shtick. It's not. Joe, I couldn't even begin to describe what just took place at that vending machine down there.
I saw it. It's indescribable, Bob. Have you seen it?
No,
I don't really use the vending
machine. They put an energy drink in the vending machine that the can is too long for the chamber to fall down. So it's stuck, Bob. And you can't open the door. And, of course, people have tried to buy, like, pop and stuff like that. And, of course, it's dropped down to the bottom. And now
it falls right by the stuck can and goes to the bottom, Bob.
So
and no one can open the door.
It's like a traffic jam.
It's like a wedge. It's wedged in the door.
A bunch of people lost their pops in there. I see a granola bar down there. But the thing is wedged in the door. So, of course, me being me, I'm like, I'm going to muscle this thing out of here. So I'm, like, shaking it, trying to shake the thing. Bang, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? And it's not moving. It's wedged. So this was when I finally had to go get the boss, the big boss. I was like, listen, I know you're very busy running a radio station, but I would love to be able to come in here just once, order a pop or order a chips or something, and not have some kind of issue like this. Am I overreacting, Joe? It seems like this is like three times a week now.
No,
they're fighting with these machines.
So you know how Joe looks first in the sink to see if there are worms? You should look first to see if there's a traffic jam.
Yeah, see if there's something jammed in there. The can is too large. It's too long.
I swore.
You cannot open the door.
Really loudly, I swore. And I'm the one who came back and said, Paul, go check this out. You won't believe what's happening.
And I was shaking it. And, of course, you know, the big boss even came and said, well, we'll just shake it and try and get it out. I'm like, I've been shaking it for 10 minutes.
Between that and the worms in the sink, Bob, we're having a bad day, aren't we here?
I see that. It's not been good.
You should just break the thing, Paul. Stick your fist through it, will you?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to see that. All right. Bob called the Steeler game the other night, and he was catching hell on the morning show because they left it up to Missy Matthews to explain how the new kickoff works, Bob. Did you hear the morning show guys going after you?
No, I didn't hear it. And
why was this left to Missy to do?
Missy's part of the team. She's down there explaining. You know, everybody has different elements they got to do, and she did a very nice job explaining it. It's a kickoff that, to me, doesn't live up to its name, dynamic.
It sucks so far. Why are they doing this, Bob?
Well, they say they're doing it to try to bring back the significant part of the kick return game, which they've tried real hard over the last decade to get rid of because of safety issues. So you're kind of walking that line now.
Oh, I love the safety issues. Okay, So instead of just getting rid of the kickoff altogether,
which would really make it safe.
Now we'll have them increase the returns, which will then produce better player safety?
No.
By more returns? I don't think so. So that's a crock of crap.
Yeah, and it hasn't affected the starting field position either. Even though there are a lot of returns in this situation, there haven't been any big returns, it doesn't change much.
They'll bust a few, and you know what'll happen? As soon as a coach has one busted on him, he's going to say, from now on, just kick it out of the end zone.
And you have that option. Start at the 30.
And that's where a lot of teams are going to go. I don't understand why teams, Paul, are kicking into that zone. Why would you let a guy return a ball when you could just kick it out of the end zone and start at the 30? To gain 4 yards?
Inside the 20, you know, so they can...
I told you last week, what's going to happen with it is teams are going to figure out, you know what, if we just... All we have to do... is kick it out of the end zone. I mean, we're giving it on the 30 instead of the 25. That's not a big deal. It's 5 yards. Just kick it out of the end zone and let's forget about all this nonsense.
This rule sucks, Bob. Do you agree so far?
So far, I haven't seen anything to make me think that things are going to be different. And I think it's too many components to the kickoff. There are too many things that can happen, but the least of which are going to be dynamic returns. I don't know how that's going to play out. They may, special teams guys may trace some trickery or whatever. But if your goal is to still stay away from, you know, concussions and injuries, this is only, to your point, Joe, going to make them even more prevalent. You won't have gunners running down full speed from 40 yards. You know, of course they engage and they block and they, but it, to me, you still can have injuries.
Of course. Well, last year we had 4 kickoff returns for touchdowns in the NFL. Over under 4.5 this year, Paul. Last year we had 4 kick returns for touchdowns, over under 4.5.
I think it's going to be under. I don't think anyone's going to return one for a touchdown.
The only thing I can see is if you bust through sort of that first line of defense, I could see someone busting one. I'm going to say over, but not by much. I'll say 7. Bob?
I'm going to say over just because I think, right, because everyone, the last line of defense is your first line of defense. There's not much, nobody's hanging back. So if you do get a block or two that frees you up, the only guy back is the kicker because he's way back.
The only thing this is going to do, or what it's going to do more than anything else, is cause tons of confusion on the broadcasts for the referees. There's going to be a mistake that's made in officiating that's going to cost somebody a game. The thing is unbelievably convoluted and complicated. It's just so stupid. It really is. And to what end? To add excitement into the game? Please. To save player injury? No. Again, by increasing the number of kick returns, you're adding to the idea
right,
that people will get injured.
More plays that could
so
involve.
So what
injury.
Is this about? It's going to cause a headache on all the broadcasts every time it happens. Let me give you guys a quiz. Let me give you and Paul a quiz. You ready for this, Bob?
Okay.
Are you allowed to fair catch with the new kickoff rule?
No.
Paul?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, no, you're not.
Very good. You're both right about that. Where does the kickoff come from? What yard line, Bob?
35.
Paul?
Where you kick off from? Yeah, the 35.
Very good. The kicker cannot, true or false, the kicker can't cross the 50-yard line until the ball touches the ground or player in the landing zone or end zone. I don't, even the questions are confusing.
Well, that's
Can the kicker cross the 50-yard line before the ball touches the ground or a player in the landing zone or the end zone,
no.
Paul?
No.
Bob?
No.
Okay. The 10 kicking team players can't move.
Yes.
Until the ball hits the ground or player in the landing zone or end zone. Yes. True?
True.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. A maximum of 3 returners may line up in the landing zone. True or false?
False.
Paul?
3 returners in the landing zone. No, that's true.
No, it can only be 2.
True. Oh, okay.
Only 2.
A kick hits in the end zone, Bob, but it stays in bounds. Can the player go back to the end zone, pick it up, and return it?
Yes, but he also has to down it if it's a live football, and it could be a touchdown if he doesn't do that.
Paul, can the player touch the live ball?
Yes. Yes, he can, but he, yes.
You're both right. If the kick drops before the landing zone, which is the 20-yard line, let's say it lands at the 25, can the player come out of the landing zone, pick it up, and go?
And it's a dead ball at that point. It goes to the
40. Ball?
Yeah, it goes to the 40-yard line. Which they're trying to make sure that...
Well, how stupid is that?
Yeah, they're trying to make sure that all of the balls basically land between the 20 and the goal line.
So if I see a ball in the air and I want to catch it at the 25 and leave the landing zone, I can't do that. Andrew, is that right?
No, and nobody from up... in the cover in the return kickoff team can do it.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Nobody can touch it.
If they really wanted to do it, here's what you do. If the ball doesn't land in bounce in the 20 and before the goal line, okay, in that landing zone, the other team gets the ball at the 45. I guarantee you there wouldn't be a single ball that doesn't land in the end.
We saw that in our game the other night. One of the kicks from the Texans went short of the landing zone and immediately play is stopped and the ball is at the 40. If you want to make it more punitive, you're right. You should say, okay, you get the ball to 50.
Yeah, to 50.
If you want to
any
make that.
Any kick that lands in the landing zone, that hits the landing zone, any kick must be returned. Bob?
Well, no, because if it goes in the landing zone and trickles out of the end zone, it goes to the 20 because the emphasis is on the team to try to make a return.
Paul?
Yeah. I think if it's in the landing zone, yes, it has to be returned.
If it hits in the landing zone, it must be returned.
Yes.
He's right.
No, if it trickles in the landing zone and it goes out of the end zone, it comes to the 20.
Any kick that hits in the landing zone must be returned. That's from NFL operations.
But extrapolate that. If it hits in the landing zone and it goes by everyone into and out of the end zone, it goes to the 20.
Okay, then see, we already have a discrepancy. We already have confusion.
Because they're wanting you to field it. If you don't field it, the penalty is you don't get it to 30, you get it to 20.
Bob's right. Because the next one that says any kick that hits in the landing zone and then goes in the end zone must be returned or downed by the receiving
right.
team. Bob, what are we going to do? Hand out tests to all the fans when they come in this year?
Listen, I talked to a lot of fans who had no idea what they were watching. And that's the thing. You try to make it as – you try to explain it, but have them aren't watching when the explanation is going on. And you try to – you know, you get a – go through it to see it. There are a lot of components to it. There's no question about it. So, yeah, you know, what are you going to do? But it's a 1-year experiment.
You're going to become angry, and I am too.
Cordero Patterson doesn't believe it's going to last.
It's a distraction. It's complicated. It's what sports fans don't want. And the NFL has tons of people who are casual fans and always emerging fans. And this just convolutes things and is stupid. That's what.
Right. The other two leagues that used to have these did away with them. They had them, tried them, didn't like them.
All right. That's my last question on this idiotic rule. Is it going to last till next year, Paul?
I think it'll be one and done.
So do I.
Yeah, me too.
For all the reasons mentioned. All right. I have a question for you guys coming up on the Steelers. And it's about things that didn't go well the other night and about something unexpected that could happen for the opener in Atlanta. And I'll ask you guys about that next. Call now to win two tickets to see Jeff Lynn. Or is it Jeff Lynn's, Bob? It's Jeff Lynn, isn't it?
Who is it? I don't even know who you're talking
about. Isn't Jeff Lynn of ELO? Was he in the Traveling Wilburys?
Maybe that's a pluralized his ELO.
What are they called, the Jeff Lynns now? Or is that just him? I guess see Jeff Lynn live in concert on the Over and Out Tour at PPG Paints Arena on September 10th, 2024. Caller number three to our dear friend IT, intern Trent, who had a hole-in-one last week. Did you hear about that, Bob?
I heard about it. 199 with a 7-iron. That's pretty good if you could hit it that far with a 7-iron.
Dunked it. Went right in the hole. How about them apples?
Did he pay?
No, he said nobody was really drinking yet.
That's a cop-out.
He didn't buy anybody a drink?
Did you buy anybody a drink? He says no. What did I say? Caller number what? Three? Caller number three at 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And also, yes, you knew it was coming. A Brandon Ayuk update. And of course, a Bob Pompeiani showdown.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.